Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
How you guys doing? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are encouraged wherever you guys are. You know, today I'm going to talk about seeing past your now. Seeing past where you are right now, where you see yourself as compared to what God wants to take you and what you're really, really going through. How many of you guys know that life indeed is happening, but how many of you guys also know that our faith in God will bring us through whatever it is that we are going through. We just have to believe that thing, and we have to believe it. We have to receive it. I'm coming to you live on IG. I'm about to come on Facebook Live. I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. So it feels great to be here with you guys tonight. You know, so that's what we'll talk about. I'm going to play some music. Just some of my music. I hope you guys will like it. And I'm coming to you live. I'm going live on Facebook right now as we speak. You know, guys, listen to this. People ask me how I'm doing, you know, and I'm doing well. I'm hanging in there. I'll be lying if I was saying that, you know, things are hunky-dory. Sometimes things are not. But you know what? I'm keeping my faith in God. I'm trusting God. I'm trusting and believing what God is doing. But you know what? I'm keeping my faith in God, what God is doing in my life. So I'm really, really thankful for what God is doing in my life in this season. So, guys, I'm getting things started today, and I'm getting started with this song, and I hope you guys like it. It's entitled Sound the Alarm. And this song is from my project, Songs from the Heart. That's another story. As my brother TAZ would say, another story. That's another story that we'll, you know, I'll get into at another time. But yeah, guys, you know, I went through this thing, and how many of you guys know that when it's time for things to happen, they will happen when it's time. And it's time when it's supposed to happen. So, guys, hang on in there with me. Don't go anywhere. I appreciate those guys who are on Blog Talk Radio with me. And those on Facebook Live, I appreciate you guys. I'm just looking for this thing. I was literally just playing it. So I just wanted to play this for you a little bit. But while it's coming through, guys, you know, I just wanted to say that it feels good to be here with you guys. You know, there's so much going on. But I'm still hanging in there. And why I say hanging in, guess what, guys? Because life is happening. And it's what we do when life happens. You know, life is going to happen. But tonight, guys, I am talking about seeing past your now. Sometimes, guys, we got to see past where we are. We have to have a visualization. Lord, where are you trying to take me in this season? I'm trusting you and I'm believing you. So sometimes we got to do that. So that's what I'm talking about tonight. I want to play this song. I had it all queued up. Here it is. I hope you guys like this. This is entitled. Down your lawn. Thank you.
Stand along wherever you are. Thank God, Barbara. If that's right, I'm still it. Shorty. Good to see you, Lord Shorty. Good to visit you, y'all.
It's already on iTunes and all those other online places. That was on YouTube. I had it on YouTube. But, you know, that's another story. That's another story about that song. But basically, guys, I have another project that was totally done that was like on an EP some years ago when it was supposed to be mixed and mastered. But it was. Those first five were. But the other ones weren't. That was another story. But, you know, but I wanted to play it because I don't play that song that much. But it's like this, man, guys, we are in a war. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm. I appreciate those who are still here with me today, those who've come through. I appreciate you guys for coming through for real, you know. So that's that song. So I wanted to start off with that. So, guys, tonight I'm talking about seeing past your now. How many of you guys are in that place right now where you're saying, Lord, I need to see God where I'm at? But I want to tell you guys something. God's going to do what God's going to do. But the thing about it is that we just have to trust him. We have to trust the process. And you've got trust. And listen, guys, I'm stepped out there. I'm on the water. Y'all hear me? I'm on the water. You know, I'm saying, yes, Lord, let me step out. I'm listening to you, I'm hearing you, and I'm doing it. And how many of you guys are in that place right now where it's like you're either going to go for it or you're not going to go for it? You're either talk about it or you're not going to talk about it. You're either going to jump and do what God's called you to do or you're not. How many of you guys are going through that right now? You know, how many guys are really, really going through that right now? For real, you know? I have to put this thing right here on Facebook real quick. Okay, so I had to put this thing up there that I own all the rights to the music that's played on this broadcast, so they won't shut this down saying that I have not done something for haven't taken over someone's copyright. But, guys, you know, for real, I'm just in this place, and I know I'm not the only one. I appreciate those who are coming by here tonight. I'm going to type messages, tonight's message. I'm seeing past you now. You know, sometimes we're saying, Lord, I'm going to follow you if I know exactly what I'm expecting, what's going to come ahead. I'm going to follow you only if I know that you've got my back and that everything's going to go the way I'm expecting it. How many of you guys know that that's not the way it works? How many of you guys know that faith without works is dead? And not only is faith without works is dead. You have to have some works. So it's not enough to say, I believe, I'm believing, you know, you got to believe, but then you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to put your faith into action. So seeing beyond your now, and sometimes you're not going to get a bigger or clearer picture of what your life is going to look like. One thing you have to just do is say, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about tonight? You know, I will trust in you, Lord. Although I'm seeing what I'm seeing, I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing, but I'm going to trust in you. You know, listen, when you lose loved ones, and I'm hearing stories, and it's like, Lord, how many more people do I know? But guess what? One thing about life, we live, we die. But it's what we do in between that matters. What am I supposed to get during this life? What am I supposed to learn from this experience? You know, guys, I'm seeing Pastor now. We've got to get to a place where we say, Lord, I trust you. Even though I don't understand everything fully, I'm going to trust you that you are going to lead me in the direction that I am supposed to go. So Lord, help me. You know, and I love Jeremiah 29:11. If you know me, you know I love that scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So when you're going through those situations, when you're feeling like, Lord, I'm trusting you, listen, know that the Lord has a plan for you. A plan to prosper you, not to harm you. A plan to give you hope and a future. Is that like not leaning on our understanding, trusting God to the point where he leads me? That's right. That's right, Auntie Sheila. That's right, Auntie Sheila. Auntie Sheila says, is that like not leaning on my own understanding and trusting God to the point where he leads me? Yes, I'm going to trust in you, Lord. I'm going to trust in you. Regardless of what I'm going through, regardless of what I'm experiencing, I will trust in you. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will what? Direct your path. You know, that's right, Auntie Sheila. That is right. You know, I want to tell you guys this. If we can get beyond ourselves and say, I will trust you. Proverbs 3:5-6. Thank you, Auntie Sheila. You know, if we can get to the point where we say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Lord, I'm going to trust you, even though this feels like I don't understand anything, but I do know that I have a purpose. So, Lord, my prayer is to fulfill that purpose in the earth and to do what you call me to do. Now, how many of you guys know that sometimes when God calls you to a purpose, guys, sometimes God will close some doors. He will open some doors. People you thought would be on your left and right aren't there, and sometimes people you didn't think would be there. And I've experienced all that in this season. But one thing I know, that God is real. Ha! For I can feel him in my soul. Okay, yeah, I'm speaking some of these hymns. I just love these hymns. God is real. You know, God is real. And when you've gone through loss, when you've experienced life, guys, guess what? You will know and be able to testify that you know that God is good and that God will bring you through some of the hardest times in your life. My first point tonight is this. You had a purpose before anyone had an opinion. Ha! You know, my first point tonight is this. The title tonight is Seeing Past Your Now. Seeing Past Your Now. You know, first point, you had a purpose before anyone had an opinion. You know, one thing is that my mother was saying, and it is true, everything is not for everyone. You know, what God has given you is not necessarily sometimes for you to spread it out. Sometimes it's for things for you to ponder on, for you things to pray on. But I want to tell you this. If God has called you to do something, he's spoken to your heart, if he's shown you dreams, if he's given you visions, and he's opened up those doors that no one can open, he's opened closed doors that no man can close, listen, follow what the Lord has called you and is calling you to do in your life. Don't lose sight of your purpose. Don't lose sight of what God has placed on your heart for you to do today, for you to do in your life. You know, when I reach one, whether I reach two or three, I'm just going to do what God has called me to do. And I'm praising God for the small beginnings. I'm believing him for greater things to come in the second half of my life. How can I get an amen? Am I the only one? Are you believing God for greater? You know, but I want to tell you this. Don't lose sight of your opinion, of your purpose, because you had a purpose before anyone had an opinion about what you are doing in your life, about what God has placed in your heart for you to do. If God has called you to feed the homeless, we'll feed the homeless. You know, if God's giving you direction and he's showing you things, then you do what God has called you to do and what God is showing you. You don't stop there just because other people don't want to see you do what it is that God has called you to do, or they don't believe in what God has called you to do. You know, let me tell you this, guys. You know, for real. You know, we're living in a place right now, and, you know, there are a lot of narcissists out there. I'm going to encourage you, do what God has called you to do. It doesn't matter what man might say. What did God tell you to do? If we think about people in the Bible like Noah building the ark, and just imagine people like, it hasn't rained. What are you talking about? That's the stupidest thing. But when it started raining, let me in. Those doors are shut. Let me tell you this. You do what God's called you to do. Whatever ministry God has placed in your heart to do, you do that. You fulfill that calling. You fulfill and do what God has called you to do. But don't lose sight of your purpose due to someone with an opinion. You know, and I tell you, opinions are okay. Everyone has opinion. But it's like, what has God called you to do? I'm not moved by opinions. I'm moved by what God has called me to do. You know, I'm not going to lie. Losing my mother and then losing my godmother recently, it's like, But one thing I know is that these women love the Lord. And these women encourage me to be the best I can be. So guess what? I keep on because I know that God had and has a purpose for me, just as I know God has a purpose for you. If we're still here, if you're still breathing, that means that God has more lessons for you to learn and more for you to give and more for you to do. I want to encourage you to write down what God has placed in your heart to do, because guess what, guys? Life happens. When we don't write things down, when we do not write those things down, hey, what's up, my cousin? My cousin, you know what's going on? What's up, cousin? What's up, cuz? That's my cousin. What God is placing your heart for you to do, you do those things. You do those things that God has called you to do. Write those things down. Because guess what? Life happens. They were saying, what did the Lord tell me? Oh, yeah, the Lord told me to do this, but I didn't write anything down. Write it down. Because guess what? When you write down, it's going to hold you accountable. God's going to hold you accountable for what you put down on that paper to remind you, this is what I've called you to do. And sometimes, guys, what God has called you to do is bigger than you. And then guess what? It is okay. Sometimes that God's purpose for your life is bigger than you. And you might say, why am I going through this? Because what God has for you is bigger. The story that God has placed in your heart is bigger. The testimony that God has for your life is stronger. Guess what? The testimony that God has is going to break some yokes. It's going to heal people. So you might be saying, why am I going through what I'm going through? I'm going to encourage you to write down those things that God has called you to do. Write down the vision. Make it plain. Make it plain. You know, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, it says, then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. That's Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. I just want to encourage you guys, write down that vision. Make it plain. Make it plain. Write down so that when you go through what you go through, you have something to come back to help remind you what God has called you to do. Because guess what? Sometimes we lose sight of the goal because we might focus on this thing over here or focus on that thing over there. And sometimes we forget, what did God tell me to do? Have you ever been in that place where you know you're focused and you're saying, okay, Lord, let me go ahead and do what you've called me to do, but then you get into the whole thing and then you lose sight because other things are going on in your life. But when you write it down and you make it plain, when you write it down, something happens. When you write it down, you can go back to it. You can read it. You can pray over it. You know, you have something that you can visually see to remind you what God's called you to do. But I want to tell you this. Be wise. Use some wisdom with whom you share your vision. Everyone is not for you. Everyone is not for you. I was reading someone's story on Facebook, and the story was about a snake. They saw the snake, and it looked like the snake had been damaged. And the person said that they began to reach for the snake. They began to reach for the snake, but they heard, I think, like a grandparent's voice say something to the point of, remember, that's a snake. Don't touch it. And right when the person moved the hand back, the snake tried to attack it. You know, as far as that's like a snake is still a snake. You know, what does that have to do with this? Did I just get off my own subject? Did I just get off? But what I'm saying is this, be careful with whom you share your information with. Because you might be sharing it with a snake. You know, you might be sharing with someone who does not have your best interest. You know, have you heard the saying, you know, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Use wisdom with the things that God has placed in your heart to do, because not everyone is for you. But you use that wisdom. You have some people around you that you know will pray for you. You have people around you that you know will lift up your hands when you can't keep your hands up, who lifted your arms. You know people who will be like honor bearers and help you and assist you in your ministry. Know the people that you can share your vision with. And then listen, absorb God's word, love, and light. Absorb God's word, his love, and his light. Are you around people who are speaking positive, who are speaking positivity, who are speaking positively, who are speaking God's word? In season and out of season, do you have people around you to encourage you when you're going through? You know, it's about us getting this word in our hearts for ourselves. I can't put that word into you. I mean, you can pour into other people, but listen, it comes that time for you to put that word into yourself, for you to meditate on that word. It's not about the preacher and coming once a week to hear the preacher preach. You got to do something with that word for yourself. You know, you got to take ownership of the part that you can do. That's what we've got to do. We've got to take ownership of that part that we can do in this whole process. But this whole thing about seeing past your now, seeing past what you see right now, I just want to remind someone out there that you had a purpose before anyone had an opinion. And the more people you tell about your purpose, the more opinions you're going to get. Some are going to encourage you to go for it. Some of them are going to say, yes. Some are going to say, why are you doing that? Some are going to make fun of what God tells you. But listen to this. You've got to know who you are sharing your information with. Who are you sharing your pearls with? Who are you sharing your heart with? And do these people have the heart of God? And do these people have the heart for you and for what God is trying to do and is planning to do in your life? So just remember, you had a purpose before anyone had an opinion. You know, and listen to this. I want my second point. and seeing Pastor now, I want to tell you something, guys, that there's victory in turning away from and turning to God. You fill in that own blank. There is victory in turning away from and turning to God. If you want God's power in your life, turn away from whatever that is and turn to him. Let me tell you this, guys. God wants to have a relationship with everyone. He loves the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. John 3:16-17. Listen, if you're dealing with a lot of stress, turn it over to God. You know, Jesus paid the price. Give it to him. Here you are, Lord. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my thoughts. Have your way in me. But see, listen to this. Sometimes, guys, we're looking for things outside of us to change us. We should look for the change in the inner man. Sometimes we're looking for things outside to change us. It says, let that change start within me. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter what you buy, what you purchase. What matters is your heart. The change, Lord, let that change happen on the inside of me. It doesn't matter if I buy this, if I buy that. Where is my heart? Is my heart with the Lord? Is my heart trying to do what God's called me to do? Is my heart seeking God? Is my heart seeking to do what he's called me to do? So I want to encourage you, don't look for the things on the outside to change you, but pray, Lord, change me from within. Yeah, that's good, Dwayne. What's up, Dwayne? That's good. Lord, make me over. That's right, Dwayne. Make me over. Make me over. There's a season for everything under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. One of the things I was talking with someone, and, you know, listen, y'all, I went through a lot of depression, okay, some years ago. It's amazing. At first, it was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Now I'm looking, I'm like, man, that's like, 5 or 6 years ago. Went through a lot of grief, so much grief, guys, that I was like, you know, I gained like 100 pounds or over 100 pounds. It was crazy. I can go through the whole thing. But there's a season for everything. And I praise God that I went through those trials, that time, because it's prepared me for today to deal with, dealing with life without my mother. And let me tell you guys, this is the hardest thing I've ever experienced. But guess what? That's grief. You know, then losing my godmother. And then this is coming up to the time where my uncle passed some years ago. You know, and then my last living uncle passed last year. I had a couple aunts. You know, it's crazy. But guess what? Listen, guys, there's a season for everything. So, Lord, help me to get through this. And God has been helping me get through it. Because guess what, guys? There's a season for everything under the sun. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. And it's a part of life. It's part of this life experience. So, Lord, help me to learn from these souls who have passed and apply what I've learned to make a better future for me today and hopefully for my children to come and for the world. You know, guys, listen to this. There's a season for everything under the sun. There is a season for everything. There's a season to break down some things. There's a season to build some things. There's a season to uproot. There's a season to plant. You know, there's a season to speak. There's a season to be silent. There's time to celebrate. There's time to mourn. Listen, there's a time for everything under the sun. You know, change is here. Don't allow what is going on to get you to take your eyes off of Jesus, off of God, off of the prize. Your change is here. Your breakthrough is here. So let us continue to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Lord, I'm going to trust you even in this situation, even with what I'm going through, I'm going to trust you. Some of you guys have been praying for change. Guess what? Your change is here. Some of you guys have been praying, Lord, I need you to work in my life. And God says, I am. Whew. I am. For every, I'm listening to this, guys. For every action, there is a reaction, right? Now, where are you? For every action, there is a reaction. You turn away from, you turn to God. Guess what? God will bless you. Are you really missing anything out there? Enjoy life. Live life. Enjoy this experience. Listen to this, guys. There's a season for everything. And I think that even in the season of grieving, even in the season of mourning, listen, God has been blessing me. And I'm still saying, Lord, here I am. I'm stepping out there. I'm doing what God has called me to do. You know, I'm praising God for the ministry. I'm praising God for the ministry he's given me. Do what God has called you to do. You know, seeing past your now, guess what, guys? Number one, you had a purpose before anyone had an opinion. Number two, there's victory in turning away from and turning to God. If you want God's power in your life, turn away from and turn to him. Third, go deeper. Look closer. Go deeper and look closer. Sometimes, guys, we do these surface things. How about if we say, Lord, please show me what I need to know? Let's get beyond I'm good, or, you know, let's get to I feel. Express. Tell the Lord how you're feeling. You know, tell the Lord about your pain. Tell the Lord about, Lord, I'm struggling to believe. Tell the Lord, look, I'm struggling to get to the next level. I'm struggling to continue to work out. I'm struggling to be consistent. Be honest with the Lord. Use those I feel statements. Lord, I'm feeling X, Y, Z. You fill in the blank. But go deeper. Look closer. Go beyond the surface level. You know, and it's not about looking and see, oh, yeah, that person is afraid. That person is afraid to move forward. You know, sometimes we get to this thing where we look and we say, okay, that person is afraid to do this. This person is afraid to do that. How about doing what God has called you to do? How about acknowledging your shortcomings? How about acknowledging those things that you are fearing in this season, if you're fearing something? Let's acknowledge your areas where there might be some discrepancy. Go beyond the surface layer. Look, listen, when you're like that clay and the Lord is molding you and certain things bother you, and you have to say, well, Lord, why is that bothering me so much? And we have to look inside ourselves. What's on the inside of us? No, but sometimes we lose sight. We can't see the past out now because we're trying to look and judge other people. How about looking in the mirror, the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, and saying, Lord, help me to change my ways. Let's go beyond the surface layers. How you doing? Blessed and how you feel? That's great. But let's get beyond that. How are you really feeling? Where is your heart? Because you might be breaking right now because the relationship might not be going well. You might be going through some fears because you're saying, Lord, I'm getting older, and I don't feel like what you have shown me when I was younger is going to happen in my life. But we've got to stand and believe what God has shown us in our lives. Let's go deeper. Look closer. Let's go beyond a little bit. Because sometimes, guys, we don't know what the other person has gone through until we have walked in their shoes. We know what they've experienced. We have a lot of commentaries. A lot of people want to make a lot of comments about their view of people. How about this? Have you walked in that person's shoes? No. let us look at ourselves. Let's look in the mirror and look at ourselves. What's going on? What's going on, fam? What's going on, Rich? Richmond, what's going on, Ben? Brother Ben is on in the house tonight. So tonight I'm talking about seeing past your now. First point, you had a purpose before anyone had an opinion. Second point, there's victory in turning away from and turning to God. If you want God's power in your life, then turn away from and to him. Turn to him. Third point, go deeper, look closer. A person's fruit talks. Listen. A person's fruit talks. You don't have to say anything. Just look at their lives. Are they helping people? Are they positive? Are they negative? You know, what kind of fruit are they bearing? Don't tell me you're bearing apples and you have oranges on your trees. You're producing oranges. You know, it's like, you know, listen, a person's fruit talks. We got to be willing to listen and see. Listen to what they're saying. Look at their actions and what is happening and being produced from their lives and what they do and produce with their hands and the words that come from their mouth. A person's fruit talks. Listen. And then don't let what's going on right now stop you from moving forward. Sometimes, guys, when people are going through, sometimes we say, oh, I can't move because this person going through this. I can't move because that person going through that. Guess what? If you stop, guess what? You're going to never do what God's called you to do. You know, your question needs to be, Lord, have you called me to be this, whatever, for this person? But we've got to say, Lord, what is your will for me, for my life? But don't let what's going on right now keep you from moving forward. Yeah. I'm going to read what my brother Ben writes. My brother Ben wrote this. Lord Jesus, we are grateful we are still somebodies in your sight. The world may look upon us as nobodies and mess ups, but the world does not see what you see. No matter the conclusions of our families, our friends, our spouses, our significant others, our coworkers, or even church people. Yeah, you still see what they cannot see. While others look at the outward appearance, you look at our hearts. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Ben. Thank you for sharing that, bro. And that is so true. So true. Seeing past your now. Some of you guys, people might have written you off. They might be writing you off. But what has God said to you about your life? What has God placed on your heart for you to do? Cultivate that. Do that. See God move in your life. And give it to God. Give it to him. Give it to him. Lord, have your way in this place today, Lord. Have your way in the lives of those people who are listening right now, Lord, that you will touch them. That you will move their hearts, that they will do what God has called and is calling them to do. Lord, what you are calling them to do. Lord, I pray, Father God, that the people who are listening will be encouraged and that they will say, Lord, yes, I can because you have told me to do it and that I can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, have your way, have your way. What's up, Brian? Brian's in the house. Amen. Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. You know, and listen, guys, God is moving in this season. You know, it's amazing. I've been preaching about people stepping out there, doing their businesses, and people out there doing things over here, people doing things over there. But listen, what God's saying to you and to us, do your ministry. Do that thing that I placed inside of you to do. And ministry doesn't mean that you're going to be in a church building, on a pulpit. It might be, it might not. But wherever you are, minister. We are ministers of the gospel. Walk in your calling. Do what God has called you to do. But we're all ministers of the gospel. Spread God's word. Spread God's love. Love will change and can change the hearts of men and women. people who are hurting. But it's also about using wisdom and knowing the season that you're in. And it's okay to say no, guys. Sometimes, guys, in seeing passion, no, you're now, sometimes you might have to tell someone no. I'm sorry, I'm not able to do that at this time. And you don't owe anyone an explanation. You do what God has called you to do. Don't let what's going on around you stop you from doing what God has called you to do. And it might seem like there's some roadblocks, but you never know what God is protecting you from. So you might be saying, Lord, what's going on with this friendship, with this relationship? What's going on with these people over here? What's going on with this? Lord, but we got to get to that point where we say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. That regardless of what I'm experiencing, regardless of what I'm seeing, regardless of how people are acting, I will trust you. I will trust you, Lord. I will believe you, Lord. You know, and that's what it's about. Doing what God has called you to do. Go deeper, look closer at yourself, at your heart. It's not about going deeper and looking closer at other people to find out their shortcomings. No, look at yourself. And say, Lord, help make me over again. Help me, Lord. Help me to see you. Help me to experience you like never, ever before in my life. Lord, I'm trusting you and I'm believing you. Holy Spirit, have your way in your church. God, touch your people. Go deeper. Lord, help me to see your heart and help me to see where I need to make changes and help me to be willing to allow your word to change me. It's, you know, listen, guys, people are going to be people, but I don't want to live this life and don't grow. And don't change. Stay the same. No. Lord, help me to do all you've called me to do. And help me to be committed with the least, in the least of these things. Seeing past your now. Seeing past the smoke screen. You know, guys, you had a purpose before anyone had an opinion. There's victory in turning away from and turning to God. Go deeper. Look closer. See beyond your now. Lord, help me to see beyond where I am right now. Help me to see beyond this. Because listen, guys, if we say I'm going to trust in you, Lord, then we've got to be willing to say I trust in you, Lord. And it might be a smoke screen because you might be seeing this thing, but guess what? You might not be seeing the bigger picture. You might not see the bigger picture that God is looking at. So I want to encourage you to stay in the fight. I want to encourage you not to give up before you get your breakthrough. I want to encourage you today to hope, dream, and build. Hope, dream, build. Action. Action. You want to see your faith. You want to see God move. Activate your faith. Activate your faith. Pray. Listen. Do. Hope. Dream. Build. You know, guys, you know, it is that simple. It is that simple. It's that simple to say, Lord, I'm going to trust in you and then go ahead and do the thing. One thing I do say, is it easy? No, but it's simple. I'm going to trust you, Lord. So regardless of what I'm seeing, regardless of what I'm experiencing, regardless of how I'm feeling, I'm going to trust you. Because listen, feelings, you might feel one way today and feel another way tomorrow. So I'm not going to put my trust in my feelings. I'm going to put my trust in God. And when you begin to think about what God has done in your life, what he's brought you through, when you go through what you go through, when you deal with life, guess what? You know, you have a story to lean back on. I know that God is real because I've seen him work in my life. I've seen him move in my life. So I might be seeing one thing, but I'm trusting what God has placed in my heart. I'm trusting the dream giver. I'm trusting the one who gave me the dream. I'm trusting the one who's giving you the dream. And walk and do what God has called you to do. I might not be popular, but I'm a child of God. You might not be popular. We might not be popular. But let's do what God has called us to do. In season and out of season. And I want to tell someone out there, don't neglect the small beginnings. Don't neglect the small beginnings because God can take you. God can take you and lift you up before everyone. God can use us if we are willing to be used. Seeing Pastor now, Lord, I'm trusting you. And I'm going to walk with you. And I'm going to believe you. I want to tell you guys to persevere. Persevere. Lord, I'm going to trust in you. I want to encourage you today. Persevere. Stick to it. Build. Lord, please help me to stick to it. See beyond your now. And the righteous will live by faith. That's in Romans chapter 1, 17, verse 17. The righteous will live by faith. Lord, help me to be righteous. Lord, help me to walk by faith. Help me to continue, persevere. Don't give up. Do what God has called you to do. And be prepared for that time when he opens up that door. And when he opens up that door, let us be ready. Lord, I knew you were going to do this because you showed me that vision. Lord, I knew you were going to do this in my life because you placed this thing in my heart. So I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. And that's what I'm going to do. And sometimes, guys, it's about making that affirmation. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see past my now. I'm going to trust and obey God. I'm going to believe and just do it. Live in your moment. Be present in your moment. You know, guys, listen to this, guys. The whole thing is about encouraging people to seek God, encouraging people to love God, encouraging people to do what God has called us all to do. It's about encouraging us all. Now, I hope and I pray that you are encouraged tonight to see past your now, the smoke screen. Last week I talked about when the smoke clears, but as it's clearing, you're going through, you might see what might appear to be in front of you. But keep the faith that the same God has brought you through that fire, the same God has brought you through, will continue to do what he said he would do in your life. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. Just believe it. Just believe it. You know, guys, I'm going to play a song for you. And this song about you did it. And I hope this song touches your heart. This song on my project, too. This was on the Songs from the Heart, that EP. The final version of this EP wasn't completed, but it will come out soon. It will come out soon. But and I will get back to doing that. But this song is titled You Did It. It is on it's on iTunes. Just look for G-Wright. And my book, A Poet's Heart, is on Amazon. Just look for Reverend Dr. G-Wright. And I just want to say God bless you guys. God bless you so much for your prayers, I pray that God will bless those people who are dealing with grief, who are grieving themselves. Be encouraged in this season. You know, be encouraged. Continue to keep your trust in God. Ask him to heal your heart. And I just want to encourage you guys today to see beyond your now. See past your now. The message tonight, seeing past your now. I want to say God bless you guys. I look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday. Thanks, Brother Ben, for coming through. For those who come through, thank you. Please share this message on your pages. I'm going to play a song. I do own the right for this song. This is my song. I hope you guys like it, and I hope it blesses you. It's titled, You Did It. What did he do? He did it anyway. You name it. He blessed you, gave you food on the put food on the table, gave you, woke you up in your right mind. He did it. You did it, God.
Lord, you did it. Sing unto the Lord a new song, a new song. For he has done marvelous things. Oh, yes, his right hand, his holy arm has worked salvation for him. Made his salvation known, revealed his righteousness to the nation. You did it anyway. Yes,
anyway.
You
God bless you tonight. You did it anyway. Yeah.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, burst into jubilant song.
Hey, whoever you are.
With music, make music to the Lord. With the harp, hear the sound of singing, with trumpet. For the rampart shout for joy before the Lord.
Lord,
you did it.
I love you.
I'm serving you. You did it.
You did it anyway. You did it anyway. I want to say God bless you guys. Thank you for coming through. Please share this on your pages. You know, song, you did it. What did he do? He woke me up. He started me on my way. Put food on my table. My peace. My banner. You know, listen, God has made the way. He's made the way. He's the way, the truth, and life, right? No man coming to the Father but by me. What did he do? He did it anyway, in spite of ourselves. I want to say God bless you guys. Have a good night. I appreciate my family coming through, my blood family, my extended family in Christ. I want to say God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you guys for coming through tonight. Be encouraged. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for supporting me and for keeping me in your thoughts and prayers. You guys have a good night, and I look forward to seeing you again this coming Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you. You guys have a good, look forward to seeing you again. Yeah.